Batman Kai from the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, CBC News. I'm here with some breaking news. The Munsey War between PJ and Sarah continues. Which side are you on, Team PJ or Team Sarah? More to come.
You're listening to the Munsey Maniacs Podcast.
Guys, here we are with episode number 66 of the Munsey Maniacs podcast. We're back. What a weekend it is. It's the mega weekend in Florida. Mega. It's a big weekend. And we're here, the three of us, back again. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. So if you're joining the Munsey Maniacs podcast for the very first time, where have you been? But if you are, I'm Kevin. I'm a Canadian based in Malaysia. And joining me is, as always, is PJ based in Osaka, Japan, and Sarah based in Akashi, Japan. Two Americans.
America.
Where's my gun?
Issa Shibidi, long time no talk to you guys. How are you both doing?
Happy New Year to you and to our audience.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Happy 2024.
You can still say that, right? It's January, so you can say
that. It's our first episode of the new year, so we're allowed to say that. Absolutely, we have permission. So it's, gosh, we've got a lot to catch up on, guys. It's been, number one, it's a crazy weekend for points. And I'm going to do my best to put this out during this weekend. Well, I will today. I'll put it up today because I have the time. It's we're recording this on Sunday morning. In Asia time. So you guys are in Japan. So this is what now? It's about 10:12 in the morning. And
yes.
About 9:12 a.m. here where I am in Malaysia. So it's evening in Florida, I guess, Eastern Seaboard, where the people are getting 6 million point days.
Not so much today, but yesterday. Wow.
Yesterday, right? Yesterday, Barb was sharing on the water cooler some screen captures of what was going on, because obviously Space Coast Geocaching is hosting this mega in Florida. Yeah. And they were, Dale and Barb were sharing some stuff on it was just insane, the numbers. Insane.
I gotta say.
Oh.
Go ahead.
This morning, Buckeye Catcher Carson, he put out an Excel chart and up on water cooler and the Munsey top 20 daily scores. And so I took a screenshot because I really wanted to talk about it, because there are, I would say, just a second, let me actually count it. 12 of those 20 happened yesterday in Florida.
Wow.
So, yeah, pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. That's amazing. A lot of that goes to the people that aren't there that are deploying cards, as well as the dedication of the people that are on the ground capping. That's impressive. So it's been nice for me too, way over here in Japan. So
By the way, for those who are not looking, because you actually were not live, PJ gave me a funny look. I'll share what I was doing. Moving a laundry rack away from behind me so I can take a screen cap of what we're doing today.
Whoa. If you're going to take a screen cap, you should have told me. I've got laundry I'm folding and suitcases I'm putting away. Yeah, it's not fair. You get to pretty up and then you expect the rest of us just to huff it.
Hey, listen, man, I'm someone who never gets to pretty up. Look at this face. That's self-deprecating humor. Yeah, okay, so I'm sorry, before I interrupt, PJ, what were you going to say?
Well, just that, you know, I'm not as crazy as some people, and I won't mention any names. I didn't put that many out of these events. I'm trying to get control of my economic spending on this game. It's varying extremely from month to month, and I want to get it down to a more reasonable number. And so I put out still. Of course, we all did.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't? But what I thought was so nice to see is the people that we know through the water cooler, or guests like Carson and and, you know, Space Coast to see, you know, or people that we've never met, but you people talk about, like Jack Sparrow or the Minnesota Boy, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's just nice to see those caps go, oh, I know that person, or I know of that person, you know?
Oh, absolutely. So that is so cool.
Even if I'm not there.
I think that's one of the things we talked about in other episodes, and I shared a screen cap just on the Munzee Maniacs Facebook group the other day of Craig's, you know, C. Michelle. One of his bouncers was in one of my tree houses, and I find that's always cool, you know, when I see him, like, I know that person, you know, like, I've never actually met them, but we feel like we know them because they're part of our community, you know, and that's one of the great things about Munzee is a community. And Sarah, yeah.
By the way, Craig is number 9 on the leaderboard today. He got 2 million points today.
He's playing hard.
Oh, he surpassed both. It's funny, you know, and we knew this was coming. Sarah and I have been talking about this. We knew that the next big event, he'd just wipe us by. But,
yeah,
you know, he starts a war between Sarah and I, and then leapfrogs over.
I'm sorry, but you guys started that war yourselves, or maybe Sarah potentially.
That's not the way I remember it, Kevin.
He just stoked the fire.
He flamed the fan pretty hard. Yes,
with t-shirts and stuff. But that was
because, I mean,
that was,
you know, the truth is I asked him, I said, are you wearing your Team Sarah t-shirt there in Florida? He's like, didn't buy one.
Whoa.
Oh, Craig.
Yeah, right?
You know, mine never came. I was in America and ordered it before Christmas, and it still hasn't come yet. So
mine hasn't either.
I tell you, they're not the fastest with the mail, even when this was domestic. But when I get it, I'll wear it. But I think probably there are only 3 or 4 orders.
And they're all, well, from you.
We know our clan members ordered 1 or 2. And yeah,
what Mike was saying, they got theirs already, I think.
Nice. Yeah, he said he was going to wear his Team PJ.
Which, by the way, is the correct choice, but nonetheless.
No, I don't think so. Well, let's just move on with that.
shall we?
So let's do move on. We've got things to talk about aside from that.
Yes,
and
sir.
We'll go back to talking about this event after the events, because it's you know, the elephant in the room. But I mean, one thing that I'm really excited about, I've been having more fun playing Munzee in the last couple of weeks than I have in a really long time.
Why? Because, what's the change?
Well, the change is that I started a small little clan. So I have not been in clan wars for a very long time. I think probably close to a year, actually. And the whole reason why I had to quit clan wars was because when I was living in China, my VPNs were not stable. I really just couldn't play the game. And I left the clan that I was in with you guys, because you guys obviously are living places where you could freely play the game and enjoying that. And you guys were getting a little bit more and more competitive, I shall say. But it was literally just because I couldn't play the game. So if I can't play, there's no point in being in a clan and holding everyone back. So I left. And then as I've watched in recent months, you guys have grown your maps to an extent where, and I see the points, I hear about the points that are in my former clan, your current clan, and there's just no way I could keep up with that, even with the map where I'm at right now. I just don't have enough destinations. I don't commute to work, so I don't take a car. I'm not riding a train. I'm a 5-minute walk to work, and I don't have a car, so everything has to be within walking distance, so I'm quite limited with my range. But I did start a clan. I didn't realize I could start a clan so easily, I suppose. Sarah was like, you can have a clan by yourself. And I'm like, oh, that's great. But then you realize that with the clan, with, you know, personal goals, it's not so hard. But when you have to look at the points a clan requires. So Batman Kai, my son, who is now a teenager, I asked him if he would be willing to dust off his Munzee account and join me. And we've been having a lot of fun playing. And we're just the two of us right now, but we're going to hit level 3. And it's just been really cool. It's cool. It's just been motivating me to get out. It's been exciting me to get out to hit all the different destinations. It's been fun watching Kai play. What's really cool is that just between our house and the school, there's 2 tree houses and a Skyland that he can cap every day. And there are 4 POIs that he can cap just literally walking to school. So he's been consistently playing without my reminders. He's just been like, oh yeah, dad, I got this, I got that. So that's another cool layer that he's actually just been independently playing. And we went for a walk yesterday, we capped, and we're going to go for a walk after this podcast recording, and he's going to hit the map and get all those places. And yeah, so it's been just a lot of fun. And I haven't gotten clan rewards in a long time. So I've been depleting my inventory month by month, which I had built up quite a bit. But now it's nice to get some virtuals coming back in. Yeah. So that's my big news. I'm having a lot of fun. And our clan is called the Weird Potatoes.
Why potato, Kevin?
I don't know. I was just like, that was the hardest part. I was like, what the heck do I call this thing? I potentially was inspired at McDonald's while staring blankly at a French fry. I'm not sure. But yeah. So it's been cool. It's been nice. And I think that probably most months, I think, you know, level 2, definitely always achievable. Level 3, potentially. I mean, you know, so I was able to hit level 3 will be hitting level 3 with ease. So there we go. So that's my big news.
Well, that is probably the best news of the whole year. I love it. And what I really love is that Kai is coming, wants to continue to play. Because before the summer he played because he wanted to play with PJ and my son. He wanted to play with them.
Was there and so it was more of a social aspect. He's like, well, it's just a chance for me to come and see everyone.
Yeah.
But he also made the comment, you know, Kai's made the comment that we kind of live in the countryside here. So he's like, there's nothing to do, which is true.
Which is true.
So it is something to do. So PJ, you just got back from America.
Yes, I did. And I want to thank many listeners who put out a lot in my brother. I was staying with my brother and his family put in the neighborhood. There's a park nearby, Mises Park. Apparently Redwood City used to be called Mezesville. Anyway, a lot of people put out there, even some physicals. People were planning physicals so that I love the physical game more than I do the virtual.
So
there'd be a little message. This one's for PJ or it was nice.
That's cool.
There's another elephant in the room. Sarah, wiped the board. She played hard while I was gone. And I feel for her family. She couldn't have been home much at all. But she was out. She gained over, she gained, 250,000 points or thereabouts?
Yeah. I'll tell it.
Go ahead.
I'll tell everybody. My goal was to get me back right under 2 million underneath you. And I reached my goal today. And after that, I don't give a you know what anymore. I'm exhausted.
I don't believe that, BJ. Do you believe that for a second?
Trust me. I will not be doing that loop line ever again.
Well, no, it's funny because, you know, because she and I and her son, you went out the weekend before I left. And she, with a twinkle in her eye, said, because I said, my points are going to go down, so you'll be able to get, make some headway. And she goes, make some headway? I'm going to make it up. And she did. She went hard. And I wouldn't have even, as bad as it was in terms of the loss of my gain, I wouldn't have been able to get half of what I did if people hadn't put out. So I do appreciate people putting out. But I got to tell you, it was also nice to play at a lighter level. Because I think both, we joke and, Sarah and I are friends and we're not really at war, but we're also very competitive. So at the same time, it's taken a little bit of fun away from the game because we have to constantly go. It was nice being in America knowing I couldn't compete. Yeah. So I kind of let go and I said, as long as I get my cap and deploy for the day. And I enjoyed that. And I'm hoping that, we've just heard it. The audience has just heard it. Sarah has spoken and committed to a more reasonable level of play. Let's see if that happens. But I will say that if she does it, I will do it. Now, both of us, we get more naturally because we've deployed our destinations on our commute are so thick. I've looked at her. She's looked at mine. There's literally no space for any more. But that means potentially I get up to 20,000 a day without capping anything other than a destination. Yeah. And I think she's very similar. So I don't think we'll go down that much, but it's just, I want to lower a little bit because we were losing weekends and other activities. So, and I would check her one day and go, okay, she's 5,000 ahead, so I'll get to 5,000. I check out, she's out again right now, and I can see that she's moving, so I got to get out right now. And I think we kind of fed on each other.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. I still believe she's eventually going to take me. But that's okay. I'm happy to lose to her, but I just don't want it to be while this podcast is running.
So once I pass, we have to stop the podcast.
Wait, right then and there.
Actually, I felt really bad because this weekend being double points weekend, I knew I couldn't get out and play because my son has got soccer games for the 2 days. And I was like, and I saw him coming towards my house yesterday as I'm at a soccer game. And I'm like, I can't do anything about it. Oh, well. And I
figured to be honest, that's one of the reasons why I rent, because I'm going, I know where she is and she's in a fixed location. And this is my opportunity. We should explain to the listener audience, soccer is hardcore here. The season in North America is much shorter. You guys are playing, it's cold out for people. I don't know what it is in Fahrenheit, but it couldn't be more than 40. It's got to be probably less than that.
And it's less than 40,
To see those kids out there playing hardcore. I mean, you love soccer.
It almost seems to me like the season is just there. It's just always like
there really is no off season.
Yeah.
Sometimes usually like in December towards the end, they start to back off in terms of games towards the end of the new year. But then as soon as like the end of New Year, so New Year kind of runs 1, 2, 3, January 1st, 2nd and 3rd. And then after that, we have first kick, which is, it was always a big event for us that we go play at the junior high school. Our A team does, and so it's just like we're just starting the new year and just we're back to play soccer.
Yeah, because I mean, seasons typically are just usually a few months, and then off you go. Like, so your kid plays
it's year round here
for a few months, and then they, if they're like really athletic, then they move on to the next sport, and then maybe they play.
Yeah.
Like even like my own son, you know, his soccer season was 3 months, and now that's finished. Mm-hmm. So touch rugby has begun, so he started touch rugby last week. And folks, for those of you who might not know, like Sarah and PJ do live in different cities. On a map of Japan and called the Kansai region, you know, PJ's based in Osaka, Sarah's in Akashi. So what was happening was while PJ was away in the States, Sarah would come all the way into his territory. And then you probably saw, if you're a member,
like a raider, a pirate raider,
exactly like a pirate. If you're a member of the Munzee Maniacs Facebook group. If you're not, you should be. Sarah was posting videos, just taking pokes and stabs at PJ. You know, one might argue she was just being kind and generous, and she was just worried about the state of his destinations, that they were lonely because they hadn't been capped. They needed a bit of care, kind of like a homeless dog might need, just some extra food. So she was out there. She was out
watering
there
the plants,
keeping them warm, you know.
And I love her little blurbs that she would say, like, and I'm putting some physicals, so PJ will have something to come back to. And she did. She put a lot of physicals in my area. Thank you for that. But let's be honest, that's not the why. That's not why she was there. But that's the power of Sarah, because to all the listeners, Team Sarah is the good team and the light and the, you know, the allies fighting Nazi oppression. Let me tell you, people. This woman did that as a chance so she could say she's doing that. She was clearing points on a day. It was shocking. For Japan, for East Asia, she was really putting in hours. Because as she pointed out, you've got to take the train up. And it's, you know, it is a hard slog. And she was giving it. And good for her, you know. We started this war about 2 million difference. So, and when we started making a thing of it online, I actually then doubled my efforts as well. Mm-hmm. And so I actually increased the distance between us. Well, she has completely obliterated that. And we're kind of back to where we were when we first made a thing of this. I didn't know if she'd be able to do it, but she did. And, you know, good for her and shame on her all at the same time.
Oh, and it, you know, the best part is it was just fun. And as a mom where I'm so busy, and I know other female listeners get this too, is sometimes you just need me time. And that last day, I was already going into Osaka. I didn't make a special trip. I was going in to meet my cousin who lives in Osaka. So I just went an hour and a half ahead of time. I got on to the loop line in Osaka, and I was going to go a certain distance and then come back. But I just like, oh, that's too much trouble. I'm just going to sit on the train the whole time. And there's a few things to cap. And so then it doesn't get me exactly where I needed to get off. And so then I got off one train station and then walked to where my cousin lives. So then I decided, oh, I'll just make a trail for PJ. He can kind of see where I've been. What'd you say?
I can see. It's a very clear trail. She got down a lot, but I also saw the points she was getting. And, you know, she was insane. Insane. And you know, again, a lot of our listeners, Asian cities tend to have a loop around each major city anyway. So in Tokyo, it's the Yamanote. Here, it's the Kanjo-sen. But we, even Japanese often call it just the loop or the loop line. And it's funny, I'm sure you noticed that, Sarah. On the eastern side, it's very dense because that's my commute way. Whereas the west side, it's far more random, much less dense because I'm not going to put a destination if I'm not there with regularity.
Yeah, I had never ridden that loop line to cap Munzee's, and so I was able to cap everything on that other side. So that's where I was getting the points. I just have things that I have capped because I don't have the time. And so, like I've said before, until my son is done with soccer, I can't really play Munzee seriously. And so for even now, it's...
I hear that she hasn't been playing seriously.
I'm not playing seriously at all.
No.
So you better buy that boy a new pair of soccer shoes, PJ. 50,000
points a day. 50,000 points in Japan is equivalent to 1,000,000 a day in North America in terms of effort. Yep.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. Like you guys had mentioned before, and we've had our private conversations. We talked about the Florida Meggy events. You know, we're talking about how, well, even just a few weeks ago when Craig was on the podcast or was it on his podcast or something, the official Munzee, where he mentioned he was going to pass PJ. But like you said, it's at real apples and oranges there because on an American map and a Florida map or a Minnesota map or in a European map like Germany or somewhere, you just people wipe up compared to an Asian map.
Yeah.
We can't, no one can get, like you said, 50,000 is a massive day. That's like a million point day almost in North America, you know? Mm-hmm.
And I think that's good for listeners to know wherever you are. If, you know, we've had people say in the water cooler, well, and there's no one playing in my town. Then don't compare yourself to other players. I mean, I know Sarah and I are, but we're doing so for tongue in cheek and because we like competition and we're in the same environment, frankly. I wouldn't compare myself to someone playing in Minnesota or Finland or Germany. That's or Florida. My God, Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
This weekend alone, my gosh. But you know, I just think you find one of the nice things is you gamify it at the level you want to. Mm-hmm. And I found myself having to step back while I was in Northern California. I'm going to try, just as Sarah said here, I think both of us are lying to ourselves, but I am going to try to step back a little as well, just because I found more enjoyment playing the 2 weeks I was in California than I have in weeks. And admittedly, it's my own fault. I'm the one that started this flame war just for entertainment value, but I swallowed my own Kool-Aid, you know? And I think we're both very competitive. Even I know the audience is saying PJ is, but Sarah's sweet and lightness. No, she's just, if not more competitive than Kevin and I combined. Yeah. And I am 80%, Kevin's 20%. Thank you, Kevin, for the bear witness. The point is, though, I think we do love the game. And if you're competing with people your friends with and you genuinely love, it's fine. But I also want to, if I could just bring it down a little, I don't know if I can, but, you know, I'm going to try.
Okay,
I
mean, PJ, I'll tell you this. Okay, let's do this. Okay, and everybody, how about for the rest of the month, no magnets?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's calling me out here on the air.
I promise I have no magnets.
Yeah, but can you just if I'm going to say call magnets, and I'll put a limit on how many cards you can put at events. Are you willing to do that? How about this? I'll go no magnets for the entire month. It's the 14th, so we'll go 30 days no magnets.
Okay.
But then you've got to, let's say, no more than 3 cards or virtuals at any single event. I will say an exception. Is any of our clan mates having an event? If they are, then we'll negotiate if we need to move up from there. Okay. Both of us are being reasonable.
Do you hear that, folks? This is like a new version of Dry January. They're not talking booze here. They're not talking
seriously. There it is. It's Dry January. No dry magnets. No magnet.
5 magnets yesterday because I had gone all the way down there. It made sense. No, 5, maybe 10 magnets. Because I figured if I'm going all the way down there, I might as well make it worth my while. Yeah.
Go all the way down there and just like hit tree houses or skeletons with 1. And we know
because normally my rule is 2 magnets a day max.
Okay.
For normal commuting and things like that. But yeah, I let loose yesterday. So, and I still didn't touch her because she's got a lot of cards out. So if we can both agree on no magnets and limited cards.
Okay. Because the thing is, if you look at the calendar map this month, there's not that many events after this weekend.
Listeners, bear witness. This woman has memorized the planning, the calendar. She'll text us in the middle of the day. Did you see Jack Sparrow got this? She is following, NSA's got nothing on this woman. She's following dozens of subjects around the world in detail.
By the way, speaking of following subjects, I just remember on the official Munzee podcast just a few weeks ago, maybe last week, a couple of weeks ago, C. Michelle Craig was bragging that he had passed Joshua, the geocaching vlogger, but I see now that Joshua is almost 1 million points ahead of Craig right now. So Joshua was able to pull back ahead.
And they're both in Florida. Yeah, they're both there. I got to say, I follow them on, on Twitter. Not Twitter. I don't use Twitter. What is it?
Instagram?
TikTok and Be Real. And to see when you see Carson having a burger with Craig, or Rob talking to Joshua, or somebody's got a picture with Dale or Barb, and I'm going, I just like that because I know those people, and I just when I first started playing the game, I really didn't, it was an antisocial experience for me, and I am somewhat antisocial, so I don't mind the privacy, but it's also nice because I can do that. When I cap, I like to be alone, as you both know. I don't respond to our chats when I'm out, because I like to just be in the zone. But I'm overly introverted sometimes, although the listeners probably wouldn't believe it, but I am. And I have I love that the game kind of still connects me to people.
I agree.
I'm done with positivity, people. That's it for the rest of the podcast. I'm all negative and angry. That's it.
Go get your salt lick.
Yeah. Well, there we go, folks. I think that's maybe a great way to end this. So all of those who had the chance to go to Florida on the weekend, I hope you had a lot of fun.
California, yeah.
Yeah, in California, all the events. There's some big ones in Canada, too. There's some events up in Canada with like 15, 25 people. I deployed at all of the events, actually.
Toronto and BC had big events.
I deployed at everything, not to the extent maybe that Sarah did, but I did, it's helping me out. I'm okay with that. It's fun to see one of your cards get capped, 30, 40, 50 times. That's pretty neat. So I'm going to, I guess, really the only thing I have to do, Kai and I have to do now with our clan is in just wait out in a few days. We will get the level 3 through the days. And Kai's got to get himself a Q rate. Well, he got one. He's just got to get the caps on it. And then we're laughing. So that's, I guess, I don't know, guys. Is that it for this episode, number 66?
That sounds like it could be a wrap.
I think it could be.
I think so.
Oh, no, wait, one thing if I can.
Oh.
Never mind. I wanted to talk about something that I haven't researched yet, so maybe I'll hold that off till next time.
Okay. All right. Folks, we would love it if you would leave a rating and a review for this podcast, wherever you listen to it. That's something I never say, but it does help a lot. If you are listening to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, leave a rating or review. Also, join our Facebook group, the Munzee Maniacs Facebook group. There'll be links below in the show notes. Something I also never say enough. I said it a lot this podcast, and I guess that's really it. EJ and Sarah, good luck with dry January.
Let's see if we both can be gentlemanly or ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. What would you say? Gentlewoman?
Cordial?
Reasonable? Neither one of us are reasonable.
Stick to the rules. Stick to the agreement.
Oh, we're pretty good about that. We don't get underhanded, but we do shave close to the line.
All right, guys. Well, everyone, thank you for listening to another episode of the Munzee Maniacs podcast. Remember, there's some other amazing Munzee content out there for you guys to listen to. The Munzee monthly videos, there's so many of those. And of course, go check out the official Munzee podcast with Craig and Rob. That's also a lot of fun, a lot of great information there every week. And it's great to see the kind of online community growing as far as social media presence goes. So that's
YouTube, Insta. There's a lot of things,
like you mentioned, Joshua on TikTok and all that. So it's really great that there's more and more. That's one thing we lamented about in the past, and that's one thing that's been kind of kicking us in the pants to record a bit more regularly than we always have, in a positive way. In a positive way.
Very positive. Yeah.
It's great because for me, it's motivation to hear when they mention us on the official Munzee podcast to know that people are out there listening.
Yeah.
And enjoying. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, take care. And we'll be talking to you guys again soon.
Bye.
Later.